This summer, the laid-back California surfing scene has seen numerous attacks, but not from sharks. In the waters off Northern California, surfers are scuffling with other surfers. Commentator Louise Rafkin has tried to catch a few waves this summer.
It's called surf rage. It ranges from benign verbal harassment, "you so-and-so," or "get the hell out of the water," to the more extreme, punching, shoving, or even worse. Recently, a surfer in San Francisco was beaten so badly his attackers are being charged with aggravated assault. Why all the aggression? Simple. Too few waves, too many surfers. I myself surf. I'm not great at it, but I love it. But lately, I can't bear it. Recently, I paddled out midweek, mid-morning. There were already 50 people fighting over a few pathetic 3-foot rollers. It was like rush hour in L.A., everyone maneuvering to get to the best spot, but really there was no place to go. I saw a few collisions and lots of close calls. I managed to catch several less desirable waves, but I'm intimidated by the better surfers who are able to snatch waves right out from under me. After this disappointing session, I hung around looking for advice. Should I, female and middle-aged and a tad wimpy, just give it up and let the aggressive guys get all the waves? I went to a friend of a friend, Boots McGee, for advice. When he's not surfing, he's a construction worker, 50-ish, and he's been surfing here for over 30 years.
You were somebody's floor mat, basically, today, because you gave it up. What you have to do is streamline your paddling so that you look like you know what you're doing.
Great, a floor mat. But though Boots is a hotshot himself, he's not happy with the direction surfing is going. He's watched over the decades as the sport has grown. More women, minorities, even dot-comers have entered the lineup. But he still maintains a spirit of civility and generosity, a spirit he and others call aloha, a spirit that is growing scarce.
I've heard of guns being drawn, rocks being thrown, and I've always wondered what would happen if we brought some undercover cops or sheriffs down there. Occasionally, an undercover cop out in the lineup wouldn't be a bad thing, just to make people watch out how they act, that's all.
But I'm not ready to call in ocean police. There is a surfing etiquette. Snaking, cutting off another surfer, is still frowned upon by those with aloha or a good upbringing. My surfing buddy John says I just need to work harder. Later, as we paddle out, he delivers a pep talk.
Quit whining and paddle. If you want the wave, paddle harder, paddle deeper, sit longer, be patient. Paddle!
I'd like to say I went back out and ripped, but I mostly bobbed around, still intimidated. But then one wave seemed to have my name on it. I paddled hard, and as I stood up, I said, "I've got it. I've got it." And as I slid into the curl, the guys backed off. The wave was mine, and it was perfect.
Louise Rafkin lives in Emeryville, California.